Well, there we go. Now let's try it again. You just had a minute of nothing, but it's Mondays with Bev and Paul, and we're
And
here
we are.
because we enjoy making mistakes.
Kind
So,
of natural, isn't it?
yeah. So here we are. We're going to talk about generational trauma and how the Gen Z group of kids are the ones who are really coming into dealing with this.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's great. I love that.
Yeah. So let's talk how I even found out about this. I was listening to some Al Jazeera. It's a TV news station around the world, and they had interviewed three young generational Z people from different areas around the world,
Oh,
actually.
wow.
This is not
Okay.
just an American
Right,
problem.
right. Oh, yes. No.
So, Gen Z are the people born between 1996 to 2012.
Wow.
So they're, up to the 25-year-old,
Yes.
26-year-olds. And they are coming to the recognition that they are living out trauma from their ancestors.
Ancestors.
Which is
Wow.
interesting because the science is catching up with that now.
Yes, I was just going to say that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, Jenny has numerous books that she was, when she was studying trauma therapy, about, how we carry, there's lots of books out there, how we carry the trauma from our ancestors.
Yes.
And so these young people are starting to recognize. And so when you look it up, look up Generation Z, generational trauma. And there's an incredible amount of information about how these kids are working with that.
You know, the good news about that is that you cannot heal from something if it doesn't come up, if it's not confronted, if it's not dealt with. So
Right.
this is great.
And so, and it's funny when you read about the Generation Z, there's a lot of criticism. Oh, they're just arrogant. They're trying to tell people what to do. But when you really get into it, and what's happening with this trauma is this generation seems to be exposing to all of us some of our deep, dark secrets.
Well, generational. We all have inherited,
Yeah.
right?
And you were talking how about that generation, even astrologically, how that group is about bringing up our dark secrets.
It's revealing to us now during
Yeah.
this generation, what's been hidden, what's been swept under the rug, what's all that dark stuff, it's all coming up.
Yeah. So these kids are also, they live in constant trauma even today. So this is the generation that's dealing with school shootings, the environment, COVID.
Yes.
On and on and on. So
Right.
there's constant stress even today,
Wow.
but then they bring whether it's from the indigenous Indians in this country, whether it's the Palestinian people, whether it's the Jewish people, whether all the Holocaust survivors,
Human condition.
that's
It's a
the
human.
human condition,
Yeah, come on.
and they're open to bringing mental health really out into the open. It's no longer hidden. PTSD, trauma responses. And so they really want to talk about it. And these three young people on this interview really were talking about how they're dealing with the recognition of their own trauma and how can they not pass it on to their children.
Wow, that is, talk about becoming conscious.
Right.
That's part of it, right? I mean, just to have an acknowledgement of, let's just deal with what are we facing here? What's coming out of us, you know?
And they're recognizing their own reactions to things and how they don't want to pass it on to their children. So the interesting thing to me as I'm listening to this is, so one of the keys they talk about is cortisol levels. That their cortisol levels are all whacked out because they're always stressed all the time. And they're bringing stress in. Now, if you deal with homeopathy, they deal with generational trauma in their work that they do with
Sure.
people.
Oh,
One of the
sure.
main questions is what's happened in your life, what's happened in your parents' life and their parents' life, to deal with homeopathy.
That's,
But now they're dealing with it, and what they're recognizing is their cortisol levels are all whacked
Wow,
out,
that's
which we're going to
crazy.
get to that in a minute, folks,
We
about
will.
Arbor.
Oh, yeah.
So, and so they recognize the cortisol level, and yet most of the things that these young people were talking about in relation to their children was, I would call it psychological work, being more positive, understanding when somebody gets angry or gets triggered about something, that there could be another issue behind that.
You know, that reminds me of something. You know those short reels that you can see on Facebook and stuff? There's a lot of that going on. Dads in this generation, the child's having a meltdown, and they're having a whole nother edit. Like, instead of, what in the world's going on with you? They help the child talk it out and give them choices. You know, that's really cool. I never thought about that.
So, as I'm listening to that, and I'm hearing how they're dealing with it at that level of let's express, you know, let's be open about this.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking BioTouch.
Of course you are.
Why am I thinking BioTouch? Well, we're going to take you right to it right here.
That C word.
The stress chart that Kenna did with her research.
Yep.
And so if you don't have, if you're not watching us on a video, we have a stress chart. And the upper half of the chart are all the things that create stresses in our life, what's called chronic stress, activation of accelerated aging pathways. And so there's a lot of things we can't deal with, but there's two up there if you'll notice them.
Yeah, I do.
Genes. And psychological stress. And
that's it.
So the gene expression, which is just beginning to be exposed and talked about. We'll talk about Bruce Lipton.
Mm-hmm.
But as you'll notice here, in the chronic stress cycle, it creates an immune dysregulation and a cortisol dysregulation.
There you have it.
Which then creates dementias, cardiovascular disease, high levels of infection, tumors, mood disorders. There's what we're talking about.
There you go.
And even obesity. What we're finding is that, that a lot of the generations are being born already obese, already overweight.
And immune, their immune systems.
It's already deficient, right. And so what Kenna found with her research was when you put BioTouch into that chronic stress cycle, you actually improve the circadian pattern of cortisol release. And we'll stop with that one because it also improves immune functions.
Right.
But that's just with simple BioTouch.
That's just with a touch.
Now imagine, folks, this Generation Z learning just two sets of points.
Right.
As you were talking about.
Yeah.
The greeting and
the headset.
The headset.
Well, you could throw in the stress set too.
You could, but that you would have to require actually getting to a shirt or something.
But
just doing the headset, right? So you just, even just the first two points.
Oh, yeah.
So A and A.
Right through the head.
Is right at the forehead.
Yep.
Right at the hairline or where that meets the crown.
Right.
And then the other two fingers at the base of the skull in the middle of the neck.
That's it.
6 to 8 seconds after doing the greeting. And if you don't know the greeting, we won't spend a lot of time here. Go to our website, justtouch.com.
Yeah.
But just do... Sorry, I messed up
your
hair.
It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to be here.
So yeah, don't you think this is pretty amazing?
I think it's absolutely not amazing. I think it is the plan.
The plan.
I think it's part of the plan that we've been saying. BioTouch is already here, has been here for this kind of unfolding evolutionary process that humanity is going through. It's already here.
So our job is to get this to the families. Now imagine with this Generation Z, and so all their kids are, they're still... not even school age yet.
Oh.
Maybe, you know, if you're 25 years old, then you've got
to... Well, you might have somebody in kindergarten
five, first grade, right.
Five or six,
Imagine if we can get this into the Generation Z.
Formative years.
Learning BioTouch.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing that to the family, including it with your positive feedback, your recognition.
Absolutely.
But just doing that, greeting and the headset, teaching your children... how to do the greeting and the headset on you.
Exactly. Definitely.
We create a whole new dynamics.
A circle.
Yes.
Don't we? Oh my gosh.
A whole new dynamics for this next generation. And actually these kids, this is interesting. These kids are called Generation Alpha. The Generation Z kids.
Oh, I know. Isn't that wild?
So the Alpha, it's the beginning. It's
like the Z is the Omega, and then here we go.
So, you know, we've always said BioTouch's time has come.
It has.
It's a divine idea whose time has come.
That's exactly right.
So it's this generation that can bring it into manifestation. So we are encouraging all of you out there to learn BioTouch. It's easy to do. You know, you can just go online to our website and do the greeting, if nothing else. That's going to start a process.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and how long does that take? 30 seconds.
With two people, 30 seconds.
30 seconds of just doing the greeting. So imagine, you know, I mean, what we used to do, prayers before we ate, you know.
Right.
You know, hold hand to.
Yeah.
What if you just did 30 seconds of the greeting before your meals?
I love that. Well, remember we said last week, BioTouch brings us into a more meditative, you know, present moment.
Yes. So if the research is showing us that it can actually regulate our cortisol levels, and we have a generation of parents who are starting to be open
and recognize what's going on, right? Yeah.
That we can truly change, that we can stop
with this, with that next generation, the alphas.
We can stop this generational trauma. We can change the messages of the cells. Bruce Lipton, what does he always tell us?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, you can retell the story. Retell the story to the cells. That's where change happens. And you retell the story with love. He's talking about BioTouch. You don't even know it.
Right.
Because that's what happens with BioTouch. Right. We're communicating to the cells a new story.
Right.
It's love.
And that's what Gary Schwartz, who also did research with us, Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona, had the Human Energy Systems Laboratory.
Yep.
And he, in our book, talked about BioTouch is a high level of love.
Wow.
Which includes empathy and compassion and on and on.
You could,
all kinds of terms for that word love.
Right.
And we're not talking about the kind of love that, you know, we make up or, oh, I love you. You know, we're talking about a deep, high level here. Something that love doesn't even express.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
What's going on?
It's a state of being or something. It's a consciousness, right? Love.
Right.
Yeah. It's
and it just can happen with taking that index and middle finger of your hands and lightly touching another human being. This is not self-healing.
This is the whole point
right.
of BioTouch. Touching together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And talk about breaking trauma. You know, I mean, imagine bringing BioTouch into our global community now where we have nothing but conflicts. And, you know, the social media, which is bringing awareness of all sides of the story.
It is.
But it's also bringing a great division.
Yeah. You know? We're good at that.
Yeah. And so BioTouch, for a moment, you know, people have asked me, well, would you work on this kind of a person and that kind of a person? And I'm like,
If you said no, then you have no business being.
Right.
Where you are, right?
And I've always said, well, yes, and it's sort of blown the people away that asked me the question, because they would never, ever think of wanting to do healing work for somebody that they disagreed with.
Wow, yeah, well.
Socially, physically, you know.
Okay, well, that's not trauma-wise. A high level of anything then.
Well, and BioTouch doesn't, you don't have to believe in it for it to work.
No, nope, that's the beauty of it, right? It meets us where we each are. And all of our, everything we are, everything we are not, just meets us right there and begins our own journey of self-awareness so that we can, whether it's individually or being part of a generation, where we can absolutely join with our, you know, brothers and sisters out there, our extended families, and, my gosh, bring about change that we all are ready for. And we all deserve to have. And the generational thing is very important, because it's a group of people who think and act and live according to a little, you know, template.
Right.
We've all done that in our generation. So it's wonderful.
So Jenny, who's the one that talks about the trauma and was a trauma therapist for a long time, she says, thank you for talking about generational trauma. Such an important subject and offering a solution.
Ooh.
So we hope this is a solution for all of you.
It's certainly a beginning.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. And
gosh.
It can't hurt.
Oh my gosh.
It can't hurt. And that's the main thing. You can't create a problem.
No.
You're not going to create, you know, and I'll tell you, here's, it puts you at a state where when we did it with high school kids, they would just sort of open their eyes and go, oh my God,
oh, that aha.
This is better than any drug I've ever taken, they said. So we used to have
no side effects.
Yeah, we used to say, you know, the get high without the illegal drug, right?
Yeah.
And you had that experience with that woman when we
went to Prescott.
Yeah.
Huh? And we were with Dr. Stevenson, Kenna.
Yeah.
Stevenson's at the time. Yes, this woman, she passed out. And I really liked what Kenna said. It made sense that this woman, we were at a big health community event, so people were not doing well, a lot of them, and she was not doing well. But Kenna said, when you are in a health crisis, and you take those two fingers and you very lightly touch another human being on the skin, that it throws the body into such a, that it just passes out.
A shock, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that the woman passed out and all of a sudden she's
on
the floor.
No.
She just, her head
no,
went
her head,
down.
Yeah. Right. She just kind of went doink.
Yeah. And that's happened many times because it's so relaxing.
Oh,
and what did she say? She came back out.
Oh, yeah.
She
opened her eyes. She looked at me. She said, girl, I went to heaven. What did you do to me? And I'm like, BioTouch.
So maybe it's time to bring heaven onto earth.
They meet
yes.
with BioTouch.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is time.
It's a link.
And we are putting it out there to you Gen Z folks. And if you know a Gen Zer, have them contact us.
We'd love to work with that.
Any group, any family.
Yes.
We have classes to learn it. It's very inexpensive. And if you don't have any money because you're out there surfing every day, we don't care.
We'll
get you the system.
We want to help you.
It can
you.
Be done on the beaches. It can be done at the theater. It can be done at the grocery store. It can be done anywhere. And so we are here to share it. JustTouch.com. Join us. We'll share it with you. We're here every Monday. You can pull up all of our 8 years worth of videos and podcasts.
Yeah.
Let us know how we can help you bring BioTouch to break the generational trauma.
Oh, I would love that. That's great. And we all benefit.
Yes. The whole planet.
Not just that
one
generation.
Person does it, we all
benefit. That's it. That's that circle.
Yeah. That will be unbroken.
Unbroken.
We do have a training coming up next week on the 21st.
Tuesday,
check
right?
that out.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's $48. You get a manual. You get a day of training. You learn the whole system. So otherwise, we'll see you all next week.
We will.
Thank you, Beth. Nice
Thank
to have you,
you
here
yes.
in the studio.
Yes, as always. I love it.
We'll see you all later. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.